Isaiah 61 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Now, I loved what Chris shared last week. As we press into doing or studying this whole aspect of being lights in the world, being children of the light. He finished off last week challenging us. He said, the main thing is for us to encounter God so that we can be lights in the world. Wow. And some of you are really touched by that. While I'm saying that, can I just say something that we'd like this area here in front of the cross to become a little bit of a sacred place. It always has been. But if you see people sitting there at the end of the service, give them some space, because we'd like people to feel free to come and just sit there and just not be interrupted. And that was happening last week. You know, this is why we come together, to encourage each other. Paul says this in Ephesians, to build each other up so that we can go out from this place ready to what? To shine wherever he has placed us. Now, each one of us is on a mission from God. Everyone who has named the name of Jesus and is a follower of Jesus, you are on a mission from God. There's no excuses, and your kids are as well. The thing is, he's given us all authority to do what he's called us to do. And I really love that. Isn't that amazing? All authority has been given unto you. Oh my, there is just so much more that our Creator God has for us. To hunger for the wow, for the wonder. For the wonder and the splendor of the magnificent one, Jesus. And we're singing about that this morning. How can we ever belittle that? The wonder, the opportunity to sing and to somehow experience his wonder. As I share today, you'll notice that there'll be little hooks and links to what Chris and the others have been sharing recently. Don't discard those, because they could be the Holy Spirit prompting some things in your lives. So arise, shine, for your light has come. I love reading the book of Isaiah. In fact, it's interesting you're talking about Royal Rumble in those days, because I remember those guys prophesying over me. And I can remember one distinct night, the leader of that group, I was standing up here, I could hardly stand up, and he had this word over me, which I couldn't believe, but it came to pass a couple of months later. And so Chrissy and I, when we went overseas back in 92 or thereabouts, the guys had some words from Isaiah, straight out of the scriptures. Those words are still coming to pass. These are young people with words from the scriptures. So I love the book of Isaiah. Ooh, Isaiah the prophet, 600 to 700 years before Christ, prophesied the coming of Jesus. He commanded the people of the time to arise and shine. He spoke the word, the Savior, the Messiah, the light of the world, was to come in all his splendor and all his glory. It's amazing what he prophesied. Incredible. Incredible. Such insight. For me, I sense this is the cry in the Father's heart for his bride, the church, in this hour and this season. I really believe this. As things get darker, so the city on the hill, the church, will be seen. The light of the truth will become brighter and brighter. You know, when we returned from this wonderful break, and I do feel refreshed. I think we both felt really wonderfully refreshed. I've said this before, hugely blessed by Chrissy's brother who made this possible for us. He paid it all. But you know, as I was walking into work, I couldn't wait to sort of get back and get into the ministry school, because I was hearing things that were happening. But I was walking over the hill, as I do every day, right to the top there, and I had my walking pole, because I've had a few accidents. And I was walking over the hill, and I felt that I should pray again over the city. I felt an authority and a power within me that literally strengthened me. And I held the pole, and I prayed over the city, And I said, Lord, if you've given me a prophetic and anointing, if you're calling me a prophet or whatever, I don't care about that. But if you've given me this privilege to do this, I'm going to pray over the city. And I'm going to stand on the authority that you've given to me. And so I did that. But as I was walking back down the hill, I felt there was something else coming through to me. And it was this. Where are the wells in the city? Where are the wells? All of us go to these conferences backwards and forwards. Thousands of us in New Zealand. Conferences every day. I get stuff across my desk literally every day. Where are the wells? Where are the wells? Because when people come to the well, they get well. And over the city, the Lord reminded me that this is a place called Wellington. It's a place that will not be mocked and scoffed by others, especially the media. Finished. He's had enough of it. This city will not be mocked. This city is a well. And people will hop off the plane, hop off the train, hop out of their cars, and they will get well. So I'm standing on that promise, people, and I'm saying, let this place be a well. Let every church and denomination in the city have a well. What are we doing with it? We're hearing the stuff, but are we providing a well? Though that's still stirring up within me. I could add to it. Today he calls us to arise and shine. He tells us to get up and shine. I'd like to share with you some prophetic words that we had earlier this year. As I was meditating, this was the 5th of January, as I was meditating on the vine, don't know why, but I sensed the Lord saying that we're going to see an acceleration of gifting this year. It's like tires gripping the surface. People willing to step out and get moving. 2017 will be known as the year of the mark. And the mark is Jesus. My church will shine. It will be a light on the hill. People's eyes will be open to the truth. For my truth brings what? This is what the world's crying out for, people. It brings hope. It brings freedom. And yes, it brings shalom. My son will be seen and it will be natural. Through ordinary people, not the superstars. A harmonious sound, all peoples. It is time for reformation, not revival. It's a time for reformation. As the hearts of my people, my sons and my daughters, are revived. You see, reformation is what we want. I don't want to see revival. Yeah, I do want to see revival. But that's to stir the church up. Reformation is about bringing change in the community. As the hearts and my people, blah, 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 the banner over us will be love. I love your banner, James. 27th of January, I sensed the Lord saying to him, Martin, my son, what do you see? And I said, Lord, I see a candle. He said, that's right, my son. Let your light shine before men so they might see your good works and reflect on me. I am the true light, and in me there is no shadow of darkness. There is only light, and truth and love. And my light is truth. It is the only true light. It displaces darkness and unrest and anything negative. Interesting, anything negative. It is shalom. It is peace. It shows the way. You are the light of the world. Chris talked about this last week through me. So let your light shine before men. For it is time for you to arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. This is the year, the season of the mark, which is my son. Set your focus on him, on the one whom I am well pleased, and you will see the salvation, the setting free of the world around you. Don't wander, keep your eyes and keep your hearts on me. Amen? This is what I feel the Lord's saying. I asked the Lord, what is it? As I pressed towards the mark, what does this mean? He is my goal, and being with him and in his presence is my desire. I sense the Lord saying, yes, my son, this is what I want you all to do, to keep your focus and your gaze upon my beloved son. He is the pearl of infinite value. All else will fade away and is worthless in the long run. My son will not disappoint you. You have been changed into his likeness. You know this. I have given you my beloved Holy Spirit, who is part of us And he will help you always on this journey as you have been changed from glory to glory. Let him help you direct your focus to the mark, my son. Yes, just like Paul said, count everything else as nothing, as dung, in comparison with my love and the love of my beautiful son. Get to know him and do what he does, and that is to love people. You know, I've been going over and over and over this declaration by Isaiah time and time again since January. Been times when I woke up out of my sleep and I'm speaking the words prophetically. Wish I could have recorded it, would have been better. I've put some notes down here because otherwise I'm just going to go off track. It's like I was preaching it to you, to me. Walking down the hill last week, I was preaching it. It's like there's a whole sermon and it was all about arising and shining. When I come down here on a Saturday night, there's a big crowd here. There's me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what we do is we flag, we dance, we sing, we get the guitar out, we lead the worship, we play over every seat that you've got, we flag over every seat. It's a wonderful time. I love it. And then we have an appeal. And we pray. But what I've been praying, what I've been preaching the last few weeks has been this: arise and shine. There's such a stirring within me that's so strong and authoritative. I just feel that this is the heart of God for the church now. If I could peel everything back, people, this is it. People, if ever there was a time in history for the church to arise and shine, it is now. And it really isn't complicated. We owe it to our Heavenly Father. We owe it to each other. And we owe it to our children. We owe it to our families. We have the answers to the issues challenging mankind in the 21st century. And I believe in this place we've got those answers, and you're sitting on them. It needs to be up here and released. The point is this, that he does the shining through us. Yes, maybe he needs to polish the lens a bit in order to increase the intensity of that. But that's to get rid of the scum, especially with me. My afro's gone. He wants to shine through me. But he's doing it. He's increasing it nonetheless. He shines his love and truth through and off us. Do we believe it? And we're being changed from glory to glory. And the reason for this is not for you. It's so that we can impact those around us. People, we are his lights. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He enlightens every person that comes into the world. And John 1:4-9 says this: in him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the life was the light of man. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world through Jesus. When Isaiah made the declaration to arise and shine, it was a command. It was reserved for those who received the light that Jesus brought into the world. He is that light, and those who receive this light unto salvation are required to arise. We are required to arise. It really is a command. Many wait for something else to happen to them, but he says, what does he say? He said, get up now. Get up now. And while you're getting up, shine. I meet many, many people. I've done this myself. And we've had wonderful encounters with God, incredible encounters with God through the Holy Spirit. Some have had these experiences back in the 60s and the 70s. When we experienced it in the 90s, we had people who had experienced it in the 60s saying to us, oh, no, no, we've experienced that before. You know, and then all of a sudden they're flat on their faces. Wow, this is different. But the trouble is the people are saying that this is different and experienced back nearly 20 years ago now. They're still waiting for something new to happen. We're still waiting for revival. Well, maybe the revival's happened. I was speaking to a pastor from a big church during the week. And he's so stirred up. He said, Martin, we've got to get out there. He said, I could just about tell you every week what's going to happen in our church. He said, there's a hunger out there for us to get up and do it, and we need to arise and shine. We can't sit back and keep waiting. The word is to do it now. And it wasn't, I don't believe it was for way back then. Because there were too many things, as I study the scriptures, there were too many things that hadn't happened, people. Jesus hadn't come. When he came, the kingdom of God came. Yeah, I am feeling stirred up this morning. Now I've lost my place. Whew. So I did a bit of study of the old Greek. Where's my friend? I asked you about this. So I did a bit of study myself, Andreas. Yeah. Yeah, well, this is what the Greek meaning is, you see. In the verb form, arise means to cause to stand or rise up. To rise or raise from sleep. Incidentally, it's another little tag on there. It actually says to wake up from the dead. That's an interesting little tag on, isn't it? That's the original Greek in that context. This amazing declaration in Jesus' day became the second part of the declaration. Sorry. This amazing declaration began to unfold in Jesus' day because the second part of the declaration was fulfilled. He, the light, had come. But before Jesus left, he told his disciples that they were the lights of the world. The church is the light of the world. When the light comes, when the light of God touches us, we become light. So I'm going to break it down and go through it. It won't take long. First thing is arise. So the first thing we need to do is wake up. Get up and shine. Awaken, church, and get moving, knowing that Jesus, the true light, has already come. Do we believe it? His kingdom has come. His will is being done every time you guys go to work. Every time you do your stuff, looking up your family, his will is being done because you're his kids. Shine. I said it was simple, and it is. You know why? Because he does it all. When we get up, he shines his light through or on us. See, we've got to get up. Get off our bottoms. We become reflectors of his love and grace. We present Christ wherever he has placed us, and people are drawn to us like moths to a light. I experience that every day. And it's happening to you guys. You know what I'm talking about? It's just happening. We are becoming glorious. Isn't that amazing? Turn to the person next door and say, you're becoming glorious. Do it. So believe it. You are becoming glorious. You know why? Because the word says we're being changed from glory to glory. And I'm going to read something to you. This is very cool, if I can find some 2 Corinthians. Oh, I reread this. Sorry, my tatty old book. Okay, where is it, Lord? Come on. Second. My eyes are not focusing very well. 3:17. Here it is. Take my glasses off. Can't read them on. Okay. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Wow. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We had that this morning. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into the likeness, his likeness, with everlasting glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So you are being changed from glory to glory. Ooh. We are made in the image. We are made in his image, and we're being changed into his likeness. The way I see it is his glory is reflected from our total being, just like those candles up there. Chris referred last week to Psalm 36. In his light we see light. I love that. In his light we see light, because that is That is a light that is beyond normal light. It's a laser light. And in that, we're going to see light and we're going to be part of that light. That's the light that he has given you. That's the light that Jesus has because he's the light of the world. Arise, shine. The next thing, the light has come. Under the old covenant, Moses spent time with God in his presence. And he shone so brightly that the people asked him to cover his face. But you know, it's interesting about Moses because it faded. It actually faded, then you take the cover off. But under the new covenant, I've got news for you. We can have daily, moment by moment, access to God through Jesus, the light of the world, who has come. Moment by moment, even now. Oh Lord, I can feel it. Oh, my leg's going. That's okay. If I fall to the ground, leave me. Amen? And we have got unveiled faces, people. We don't have a veil. It's not there. We can do our stuff. I mean, if Moses could do what he did under the old covenant, what can we do under the new covenant? We're settling for peanuts, man. The church has got to rise up. Yep. Yeah, amen. Let's clap it. Yes. We can come into his presence anytime, anywhere. Surely we will shine and reflect his love and grace as a consequence of being in the Father's presence. Oh, we will rise like the noonday sun, brighter and brighter unto this day. This morning I ran out of time, and I still wanted to have that time. Lord, I have to come into my tent of meeting. I can't speak to you guys and pretend it's got to be from you. The Lord gave me some promises about it, some words. Like he's unlocking hearts. And I know that's happening today. He's preparing hearts. I know that's happening. So I lay on the floor. I only had 5 minutes. And the 5 minutes felt like 5 hours. His spirit came. And I just felt, I said, Lord, I want to stay here. I've said this before. I want to stay here. He said, yeah, but you've got to go to church. You're preaching. But you know what I'm trying to say is you don't need. Look, I know what it's like to look after children. It's hard work. So you might have 5 minutes. Holy Spirit, prepare this place so that I can just have a minute with you. And he will do it for you. And you will come out of that place changed. Oh, I love it. Here's the last part. So arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Jesus is alive, people. The resurrected power of God rests on us. Do you understand that? The resurrected power rests on us. We are clothed with garments of salvation and robes of righteousness. Actually, the way I see it is we're perfectly kitted out to radiate the Father's grace and love. In Matthew 13:43, it says, the righteousness will shine like the new noonday sun. People, we carry his favor. Do you know that? He measures it out, by the way. I don't believe we all have the same level of favor. I've said this publicly before. I wish I understood what that meant when I was way back in my early engineering days, because I had favor on my life, which was way beyond my academic and other abilities that I had, I believe. And I had teams of people working for me that were just amazing people. But my director saw something in me that I didn't see. And there was favor on my life. Many times I've been offered not one job, but 3 jobs at the same time. Things like that. And I look back on my life and opportunities the Father has given to me, and I say, yeah, there has been favor on my life. And I thank you, Father, for that. And I'm not saying that as a prideful thing. You have favor on your life. His glory rests on us. Like we are walking around in this sphere. I wish I could paint this, I can see it. This bubble of his presence. And as we're walking around in this bubble, we are emitting light and fragrance. His light and fragrance. Atmospheres are changing around us. Wow, it's amazing. Atmospheres are changing around us. Yes, we are a peculiar people. The word says that. But you know something? People want to hang around with us. They want to hang out with us. Wayne, it's time for DE to be DE, Daily Encourager. That paper, if ever there was a season for that paper to be up there, it's now. Lishiva, when you prayed over us, and a number of you prayed over us before we went on that trip, you had a word over us. You said people was a word. People would be drawn to us almost like, I said before, like moths to a light. And they would want to hang out with us. So while we were actually on the boat, we had a lovely couple. She was about 81. She'd had some work done. She was kind of 81. She was a lovely person. And he was 83. And they'd met on the internet and they were good friends. "We are good friends," he said. I said, "Oh yeah, okay." They had a house in Florida, okay. He just bought her a wee gift recently. It was the latest model Mercedes convertible, and he runs around in a Bentley and a few other cars. Anyway, he plays golf there in Florida, and he has a house in New York, and I think she had one too. Years ago, she didn't coach. Two of her children, or three of her children, were actually in the Canadian. She's Canadian. The Canadian diving team. Interesting couple. Now they came up to us and they said, "Do you mind if we sit at your table?" We said, "No, you're very welcome." And they kept coming and sitting at our table. We said, "We don't want to hang out with the old people." 81, 83. "We don't want to hang out with the old people." One day he asked me what I did for a job, and I always tell these people I'm a consultant. I never tell them I'm a pastor, because immediately. But anyway, I think either I said or somebody else in the group said, "Oh, he's a pastor." And he said, "Oh no," he said, what's the church?" I said, "It's called the Vineyard." "Oh no," he said, "my friend Marty's the leading a new cult," he said. Because he's got no framework for it, you see. And then Mira stuck up for us, said, "No, it's a lovely church, and whenever I go to New Zealand, it's my church." But anyway, it's interesting. Yeah, wasn't that nice? And when we were walking, see, people will stick up for you. That's another thing. When we were walking back down to our cabin from this particular day, he came up to me, put his arms. He said, "Marty," he said, "you need to come and live with us in Florida. I need a golfing buddy." He said, I really like you, and he kissed me on the forehead. That was Jack, Gloria and Jack. I should show you a photo. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is this, that yes and amen to that prophecy, and it's still happening. People want to hang out with us. They love being with us. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men so they might see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." There is a way in which we can shine that causes others to worship God and give Him glory. Amen? It was in this context that Jesus taught us that our lights were not to be hidden, people, but to be put out in the open for others to see. Others are attracted to God's shining. In Isaiah 60 verse 2 it says, "But the Lord rises upon you and His glory appears over you." So how do we shine? Just got a few thoughts on how to shine, and I'll wrap it up. Just some thoughts on how we can shine. You know, I love Aaron's blessing, the blessing that he left with the children of Israel, Numbers 6:24-26. I've got lots of passages of scriptures, but you know, if you really want them. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you," Rob. "The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace." Wow. Isn't that amazing? Wow. "The Lord make His face to shine upon you." "The Lord lift His countenance upon you, Martin." Thank you, Jesus. "And give you peace." You know, when God shows His favor to people, He's giving us a model to follow. Showing favor to others is one way to follow His example. We're not good at this. As a movement, I don't think we're very good at it. We need to be showing favor and encouragement to our people. It needs to be part of who we are. Every time you bring encouragement to someone, you release divine favor. They are marked by God's attention because of your words. That people is shining. I think this is why Paul said to us, encourage us from 1 Corinthians 14:4. He encouraged us to prophesy over each other. A word from the Lord builds people up. It seems to bounce back to the giver and we shine. When we honor others, it's the same thing. Bounce back from the Father and we shine. When we honor others, when we give our time and resources, including our money, bounce back, we shine. We can't outgive God. You hear what I'm saying? We can't outgive Him. He makes sure that we receive mostly according to what we have given away. That's interesting, isn't it? And Chrissy and I have experienced this time and time and time again. And it delights me to see our family following this as well. In this church, people have given away cars. Yeah? You need a car? Take this car. They've given away resources. They've given away funding. They've given away things. People have given things away. But what I've seen bounce back. In fact, even more than what was given away. Shining is an act of giving away who we are. Yet who we are never diminishes. The light of God doesn't lessen the more we shine. It actually gets stronger. Hear what I'm saying? The light of God doesn't lessen the more we shine. It actually gets stronger. If we've received something from God, we shine when we give it away. He really delights in us. You know what I think? I think it makes His heart glad. You know, it's like when you give something to your children and your children go and give that away to some other kid or something else. Man, it's a cool thing, isn't it? It's the same thing. It delights him. Oh my goodness, there's so much more I could say. But as I said at the outset, it's not complicated. It's really simple. The wonderful thing about shining for God is that He backs it up. He literally shines through us when our glory is used for His and our efforts are surrendered to Him for His purposes. Now, I'm not sure how to wrap this up today, but I do feel that this command to rise and shine is the now word for the church today. If ever there was a prophetic word the Lord has endorsed or given the church, I think it's this New Zealand. I think it's this Capital Vineyard. I think it's this Wellington City. Do you hear what I'm saying? I really believe this. God responds to our obedience by releasing His glory. Our shining attracts His glory. And His glory released, it's His glory released that brings about the greatest transformation in lives, towns, cities, and nations. What's our little statement for our church? It's this: transforming people transform people. Transforming people, because we are being changed from glory to glory. We are being transformed bit by bit by bit from glory to glory. That's influencing the people that you work with. So people, arise and shine. The light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen. And it's kind of like when I baked a cake recently. And I left out the baking soda. Whatever it was, and was flat. So that's what it's like, you see. The moment we step out, it's like that baking powder. We explode. The thing is, He gives us His Spirit to empower us. You see, the thing about the Holy Spirit is when you become born again, the Spirit resides in you. That's why I believe we need to be baptized and baptized and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because when you're baptized in the Spirit, He comes upon you to empower you to be the lights in the world, in the marketplace, in the workplace. That's what I believe. Lord, let your glory and your love cause us to arise and shine. You have already risen, Jesus. You don't have to do anything more. He is alive. Then my prayer today, Father, is that you would cause us in Capital Vineyard to be a people who will arise and shine. Thank you, guys. Well, thank you. I don't know what to do with that. But can we just wait on the Lord just for a couple of minutes? And just where you're seated. And if anything there today has touched your hearts, just give it to Him. Because as I look out here, I see just about every sector in the nation represented here. Government, health, education, engineering, different levels, the legal profession, accounting. I see commerce, everything represented here. And why shouldn't you guys have the answers to some of the challenges being faced in the workplace? So I release in Jesus' name creativity over you guys. The media is another thing. I release that over you. I pray in the name of Jesus that we as a community will arise and shine like we never have before. I release that on you. So Holy Spirit, just as heads are bowed, I just ask that you'd rest on your children here today, Lord, that we will be a people who will shine for you like we never have before. That this church will be known as a place where people can come and soak in the well and get well. That this will emanate right out from here to the churches right across the city and across this nation. That we'll be a people who know how to honor, show honor and favor to others. Because I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, guys.